Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings. Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today. We got a lot coming up. We got Raw tonight, NXT tomorrow. And, of course, Wednesday is Blood and Guts, AEW Dynamite. We'll talk about the lineups for those shows. SummerSlam is coming up as well. I'm sure a lot's going to happen on Raw that will build into SummerSlam. And then we have got a lot of news. And we're going to start off with the injury update because at this moment, 5 major injuries in AEW to talk about here today and some updates. And I got some scoops here. I haven't talked about any other shows, but we're going to talk about it here today. Although if you are a subscriber on my X, you probably know about them already. Just to plug that very quickly. But anyway, the G1 started this weekend. We'll get Mike's thoughts on what he has seen thus far. Bobby Lashley on his way out of WWE, and he's got some ideas. We'll see what ends up happening. The Motor City Machine Guns probably on their way to WWE. And then we've got some other news and returns. Kota Ibushi back in the ring. El Desperado out of the ring. And then we've got all of the results from all of the big shows this past weekend, including Slammiversary, which we can talk about later this week with Lance Storm, and also the SmackDown show from Friday night, and the Collision show. And we could talk a little bit about Rampage if you want as well. And hey, Vinny and I went on a road trip this weekend, although we talked about that mostly on the Brian and Vinny show. But it was a lot of fun, that show we went to. Today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on X. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I see everybody in the chat's talking about old Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry was robbed! Because he didn't win the title this past weekend at the Slammiversary show. All I know is I did not think there was any chance Joe Hendry was winning. Why? That sounds ridiculous, Brian! Well, no, because I think that Joe Hendry is going to end up the TNA champion. But to me, if I'm going to make him the guy, he's winning in a one-on-one singles match in a main event against somebody. That was like a six-way?
Yeah.
Multiple people in there. It's like, you don't crown your first ever big Joe Hendry push winning a rando six-way or whatever. Oh, my Lord.
Well, look, and Nick Namath had
failed. Hey, can you take over for a sec, talk about Slammiversary?
Sure.
Of course I get a disaster right when this starts. Stand by.
Naturally. Well, look, Nick Namath actually had failed before against Moose, where I thought he was going to win the title. So for him to win it in this way the second time around, okay, cool. That wins the title. They needed a new champion. Moose did not need to have that title. We've gone with Moose a lot over the TNA years. And they needed a change. So Nemeth with that belt, that makes sense. Also during the match, Josh Alexander turned heel. And I think that's going to be important to the story of Joe Hendry down the line as well. Joe Hendry is not lasting forever in NXT. He says he's still got time left. Significant time, if I'm not mistaken, on his deal with TNA. So it's not like he's just going to stick around and stay in NXT. He's going to be going back to TNA, and he's obviously, because of the stardom that he gets from NXT, that's going to play into his story with him coming back and him wanting to go after the title. And now we have a roadblock in his way, and that is Josh Alexander, who's now got this fresh coat of paint on him. He's got this new killer instinct again that he wants to, I'm sure, go after Nemeth in the title. So there's going to be time for Joe Hendry. I think everything in the long run is going to be okay here. Much like I would tell Brian about Javon Evans. I think Javon Evans is okay. I know he's not in the main event picture right now. But look, as long as he can like jump from the floor to the second rope or the first rope and do acai moonsaults, I think he's going to be fine. I think the fans are going to remain with him and stick with him. And that's what's going to happen in TNA as well, too, when it comes to Joe Hendry. I don't think anything is lost in this. Lenny saying, no, not the same. What is not the same, Lenny, as I turn into Brian here and now argue with the chat? Okay, what are you talking about here? Although I do agree, heel Josh is going to be interesting. He's needed that killer instinct for a while. We've seen him go through all of the stuff with his family and having to give up the title and then having that rubbed in his face and all that sort of stuff. So another thing too, Steve Maclin. I know I'm the only person on the planet that seems to like Steve Maclin, but Steve Maclin is good in TNA. He stands out in TNA, and that's another thing you can throw in Joe Hendry's way as well.
Where was I?
Slammiversary, the main event.
Yeah,
Joe Hendry's going to be okay.
Hanalei starts gymnastics camp this week, and I had my mom take her to the wrong gym.
Did you tell her to take her to your gym?
No, it's just a different place. Anyway.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Where were we? Yeah, Joe Hendry should win it from a guy in a singles match.
Yes.
Okay. Nemeth and, you know, this is easy. Like, I don't even watch TNA. I can tell you exactly what's going on. So, Joe Hendry pinned Moose, eliminated the champion in that match. That's his big win.
Yes.
He gets turned on by Josh Alexander.
Lineal, that's important.
Josh Alexander turns heel, turns on him to eliminate him.
Exactly.
Nick Nemeth wins.
Yeah.
All right, you do Nick Nemeth and Josh Alexander at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, there's a lot of shuffling of belts, but, like, Josh Alexander should beat Nemeth for the title at some point. And Joe Hendry gets his revenge and pins Josh Alexander, wins the title down the road. Easy.
No. Joe Hendry should beat Nemeth because, look, Joe Hendry beating Alexander would be cool in TNA lore and all that stuff because Josh Alexander has been so great during the Impact era for them for so long. But the reality is, I think Joe Hendry would benefit from a win over Nick Nemeth. And I know somebody's saying, oh my God, he's been around forever, all that sort of stuff. You can build that up where Joe Hendry gets his biggest career victory. He not only beat the world champion and actually has a lineal claim to the belt, so you can't say that he's not a fake champion or anything like that. And then he goes on, beats Alexander in this new persona, and goes on and beats Nemeth at whatever their next big show would be in the fall.
Nah, I don't know, man. Doesn't matter.
Look, I know.
But let's talk about this.
He'll be okay.
Let's talk about this. There's a lot of injuries that we need to get into, and you know there are a lot of injuries in WWE as well. But there's a lot of injuries in AEW right now. So first, it started actually like a week ago when Riho was wrestling Lady Frost, and Riho tried a crossbody to the outside, and I don't know if Lady Frost was just, like, too far away or what the situation was. Dave said this was a perfectly normal move, and he is absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I thought that was insane.
Riho was nowhere near her. She did a high cross to, like, Lady Frost's legs, which is not how you're supposed to do it, and fell on the ground and broke her wrist because she did not get caught.
She fell short. That's it. When Dave is saying that, people do this all the time, it's usually dives to the outside. It's not the same thing.
Well, it's when you get caught. I mean, if you get caught, everything is fine. If you don't get caught,
and you come up short,
and here's the thing, sometimes people don't get caught, but they're not expecting to get caught. For example, when Charlotte does that moonsault off the post to the floor, she's not expecting to get caught.
No.
She's doing a backflip and landing on her feet. Riho was expecting to get caught, wasn't caught, and thus she wasn't expecting to land and broke a wrist. So she is injured. And then, also on a crossbody, Hikaru Shida was facing Sky Blue, and this was another one. You know, and again, it's the high cross. You know, the high cross, you've got to go out, okay? You've got to go out. This was like straight up and straight down onto Sky Blue. There's no easy way to catch that, and she ended up breaking her foot or her ankle, Sky Blue. So now she's out of action for a while.
And because the way it was set up and the camera, not only did it hurt, it looked terrible. So it wasn't even like something spectacular. Again, that's just, it was just brutal, and I feel bad for her.
And we've got Dalton Castle, who got knocked out by a Roderick Strong jumping knee. And Tony Khan, and actually, you know, this is, you know, to his credit. We interviewed Tony Khan a couple of weeks ago, and one of the questions we had was about injuries. And how come these injuries are always secret? You know, these people, they just vanish. And it turns out they're injured, but, like, nobody says anything about it. And, you know, he said, well, you know, some people don't want the injury public. And, you know, I was like, we don't need to make the injury the actual, but, like, at least say that a person is injured. And that's what they did with Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle is out, he said, this is Tony Khan, for the rest of the year.
Ouch.
So I don't know if that's just a concussion, if he also broke an orbital bone or some bone in his face or what the situation is, but he is out of action for all of 2024. So that sucks. Then we've got J.D. Drake, who we talked about a while ago. He injured himself. Remember that was that match where he hurt his foot? And then he still managed to fight his way through and do that moonsault, and the place just went haywire for that. Well, turns out he has got a torn ligament in his foot.
Yeah.
So he's out of action for a while, torn ligament, which could be a while. So obviously best wishes to him as well. And Jay White. Jay White, they said he was injured on television, which at first I presumed was just a storyline. But he is hurt. He hurt his foot in the match with Hangman, and we've been told likely he won't be out too long. So it's not like it's not like Dalton Castle is going to be out through the rest of 2024. He should be back fairly soon, but also apparently a broken foot or a foot injury of some sort. So anyway, more after the break, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Old Mike Sempervive.
I am. Haggard, too.
Yes. Oh, boy, are you ever. How much of the G1 did you see? None?
None.
Has anybody seen any of the G1?
I've kept up with it.
Crying out loud. Yesterday I asked Dave, he hadn't seen anything except for the Takeshita match.
I was with my family all weekend. There's only so much I could watch, for heaven's sakes. And I'm caught up on it. I know what's going on. I just have not seen any of it yet.
Well, I'm caught up as well, but like, has anybody seen any of this? Sandman 31 saw both days. Well, I'll ask him. How was it, Sandman? See what he has to say.
All right. How is he doing in his Voices of Wrestling prediction contest with Chris Samsa?
Who are you talking about? Sandman?
No. I'm just giving him time to respond here. What does he say?
Night one was excellent. A different guy. Both were great.
All right.
I've seen both days. That doesn't help me.
No. Do you have an opinion?
Yes. This sounds like a very, very exciting G1.
Well,
pretty good 2 days, says Sandman. Like Shingo versus Naito on night one. So Naito wasn't doing the Coming to America thing where he just didn't try it all and looked terrible? That's good.
Well, we don't know that yet.
David Finlay versus Tsuji was really good, says Brian Rose. A little from column A and a little from column B, this person says.
There's always one.
Shingo versus Naito was like classic tragedy, the downfall of a god. Except Naito loses every match so far. He may lose again tonight.
It may have been also how he looked. Because you know Shingo can still go, and that's one thing Naito really can't do anymore, at least not in how people want to try to remember him.
All right, so it seems that Takeshita versus Tsuji was the best match so far.
I did hear that was really, really good.
I'm going to try to watch some of it later.
Best of anybody in this thing so far.
We'll see how it goes.
I like the fact that Oleg Bolton is, you know, getting wins. I was surprised that Callum Newman did, but this is a transition year, obviously, for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And the big thing 7 months into the year is how much progress have they really made with any of their guys? You know, forget about what you saw on Forbidden Door. You know, they really haven't. So for Tsuji and Umino and Narita and Uemura, this was going to be a big tournament for them. But also for guys like Hanare, for guys like Callum Newman, who they obviously have eyes on really doing something with. And they've gotten him off to a good start. So, again, we'll see how everything shakes out by the end. But one thing is for sure, I think as we get closer to January 4th in the Tokyo Dome, somebody has taken that belt off of Naito. I think they have to do that. And whether it's Yota Tsuji or Zack Sabre Jr. or pick somebody, Takeshita, I don't care who you think, it's going to have to come off of him.
You know, as I look at this right here, Zack Sabre Jr. is leading the A block. Well, he's tied with Evil. He's got 4 points.
It's only 2 days in.
And Yuya Uemura is leading the B block with 4 points. And I guess Zack Sabre Jr. is kind of considered the favorite for this thing. But the fact that he's doing so well so early, I think. You know what my prediction is for the G1 this year?
What's that?
It's going to be won by Yota Tsuji.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that as well, too.
That's my prediction here.
Yeah, I'm in my big audio nightmare. We've been doing a G1 preview now for 20 years, however long we've been on this website, and this is a different year. They have a little spin on it in the fact that 6 people are going to have a chance to reach the finals because they are doing a block semifinal, and then you will go on. Whoever wins that will go on and, you know, be in the mix. So it goes from 6 to 4 to 2. So you can have 6 different guys get in there, and people start off slow, people start off hot, and you know, things change by the end, but they do have some drama built into the end there, because I don't know if Zack Sabre Jr., I know a lot of people would like to see him get a title shot, and maybe he will, but the reality is I don't think that that's big enough for New Japan for the Tokyo Dome. I really, really don't, compared to putting over one of these young guys who at some point has got to be put over on top and given a shot.
We also had the return this weekend of Kota Ibushi. Returned to DDT after 7 years. And he hasn't had a long match, like a legitimate real match, since, I think, January. The Marufuji match for Noah. This guy, I mean...
That was brutal.
He's had so many injuries, and...
In that match.
It's funny because, like, he's one of those guys that, you know, for years he did all sorts of crazy stuff, and it was like, is this guy superhuman? Like, he does all of this crazy stuff, and he just keeps going. And but like the chickens didn't come home to roost until finally they did, and man, they came home to roost like you never saw before.
Lord,
I mean, he went from, you know, they always say 0 to 60. He went from 60 to 0. Yes. Is what he did. It just crashed into the wall, and
literally
now he's
on a bicycle.
I mean, he's it's just pretty sad, actually. But
one of the other problems
that's
with
life.
Him is too is, and nobody talks about this because, you know, steroid use and performance enhancers in Japan never really get spoken about because they're accepted over there. Look at Pride fighters. Look at a lot of guys in pro wrestling over the years who. I mean, look how swole they were. Look how puffy they were. And look at the size of Kota Ibushi. And I'm not saying that he did, but I'm saying he put on a ridiculous amount of weight, probably way too much weight for his body, especially what he had already put his body through throughout all of those years.
Yeah, that you guys remember when that guy was in the Cruiserweight Classic?
Him
you guys remember Kota Ibushi in the Cruiserweight Classic?
Yeah.
Go watch those matches and then go watch him like 3-4 years ago.
And look,
it's incredible.
Again, Ospreay's another one, and I worried about him. It's like, oh, God, if he keeps up with the same style that he has, how can you carry around that much weight? Because I watched Rey Mysterio carry around a ridiculous amount of weight, too much for his body for years, and watch his knees. I mean, how many knee surgeries has he had? And Ospreay's already had injuries. But, again, Ospreay, he still has a way. To me, he can take a lot out of his matches and probably, you know, elongate his career because he's so good he could do that. But that's probably not the mentality that he has, but I wish he would look at guys like Ibushi. Look at how Naito and Tanahashi and guys like that move around when you don't see him in the public eye and, you know, actually heed some of that.
We've got Alex Shelley, the Motor City Machine Guns, very likely going to WWE. It is not 100%, but, you know, they're doing the goodbye tour. And the goodbye tour almost always means WWE because, you know, I mean... You
can't be doing that other stuff with WWE.
The Acclaimed, well, half the Acclaimed, because Max Caster couldn't get a flight. I mean, they worked Defy, you know. They were going to do an indie show this weekend. And, you know, it's usually going to WWE where you got to go say goodbye to everybody. So we'll see where they end up, if they're going straight to the main roster or NXT. You know, I know people would be just outraged at the idea of them going to NXT, but...
I'd love it.
I don't have a problem with it at all.
No.
I mean, I'd prefer they went to the main roster to make that kind of money, but, you know, there's a lot of great teams and et cetera, et cetera.
You got a lot of talent, too, that you sign up through these NIL deals, and you're always looking to pull people in from off the indies, and they haven't done that really heavily in a while, but I could always see them doing that again. But Alex Shelley's a guy, as you look internationally, as people come in, he's got all the experience in the world. And they have a lot of great trainers there. They have a lot of bodies there. But there's always room for somebody else who's really good. So if that's going to be part of his future, yeah, I'd still like to see him up on the main roster. I would love to see those guys up there. But if it's going to play into possibly his work future, I mean, I'm fine with him staying in NXT. There needs to be people like that there.
Let's see what we got in the mailbag here, and then we'll get on to the TV reports after the break. Ah!
Yes?
Man, people really want After Dark to come back.
It was...
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let me produce it for you. Come on.
This person says, longtime listener, seldom texter here. Finally went to Fogo de Chao. It deserves all of the stars. Ooh. Thank you for being an advocate for meat served on a sword. That is Travis from Wisconsin. A sword. You're welcome, Travis. You're welcome. Fogo de Chao. It's a place to be, brother.
And they got your number one?
Well, here's the thing, everybody. It's all you can eat meat and salad bar. Now, everyone's like, oh, rich, blah, blah. Now, listen, here's the gimmick, okay? Because there is a gimmick. First off, you wait for the specials. Second off, they have a lunch gimmick, okay? So you can go in to Fogo de Chao, and for $18, you can have the all-you-can-eat salad bar. All you can eat. And then you can, for $10, add all-you-can-eat any single cut. So if you like the picanha, which is the best, or the flank steak or whatever, you can choose one cut, and it's all you can eat of that one cut. So for $28, you can go in and eat all of the steak, salad bar, everything, all you can eat for $28. Now, I'm not saying that $28 is nothing, but have you gone to other places of late? Like, I go to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal for my two kids. It's almost $28 for a McDonald's, two Happy Meals. So if you know the tricks, you can get a lot of food for not a lot of money.
Though. You said this is the lunch special. What are the hours on this lunch special?
Dude, it's like, I don't know. It goes from like 10 to 4 or something like that.
10?
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Anyway, more after the break. Observer Live.
Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
Old Mike Sempervivi.
Old Mike Sempervivi here. Yeah. He had a farm. The chickens came home to roost. The chickens came home to roost in that farm of death.
There were light tubes. It was scary.
Now, I have an update from earlier in the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I asked around and I got an answer here.
Do we have a breaking news drop?
I don't have an exact answer, but anyway. So, Dalton.
Yes.
Okay. I know people are going to argue this and say, well, you can't get knocked out and not have a concussion because, you know, depending on how you classify a concussion, some people will say anytime you're knocked out, that's just automatically a concussion. Others will say, well, what was the actual diagnosis? What did the doctor say? Did you have a concussion or not when they did the tests? So Dalton got knocked out by Roderick Strong, but apparently was not diagnosed with a concussion. And the reason that he's out for the rest of the year actually has nothing to do with his head, but he suffered a different injury and needs surgery.
Ooh.
So what that injury is, I don't know specifically. But apparently he had something else and he needs to undergo surgery, and that's why he's out all of 2024. So when the story first came out, you know, he got knocked out, then you hear he's out for the rest of 2024. It sounds like, my God, you know, his head, serious head injury or whatever. It actually wasn't his head. Something else. He got a different injury in the same match, I think, that he got knocked out in and needs surgery on that. So that's the update on Dalton Castle.
I hope it's not his back. I really hope it's not his back. Because he has had nothing but problems with it. When he became ROH champion, it just seemed like around then it really gave out for good. And he wrestles with a back brace and, you know, hopefully whatever it is, it's number one, it's not that. And two, whatever it is, hopefully it's not serious enough where he's going to miss any, you know, they're more worried about recovery time when they say the end of the year than keeping him out for maybe that and even longer. So all the best to him. And by the way, his name in Chikara, when he was the wealthy yachtsman of a gold boat, it was Ashley Remington.
Yes, Ashley Remington. Where have you been?
Sorry.
Old Mike Sempervivi.
Apparently hanging out with Jervis Cottonbelly.
All right, so tonight on Raw, this is what we got. CM Punk returns.
Where'd he go?
He's just not been on the show. So he returns, and they'll figure out whatever they're doing for if they're going to do him and Drew at SummerSlam. Xavier Woods, Otis, and Tozawa against Karrion Kross, Akam, and Rezar.
Oh, poor Tozawa.
And Lyra Valkyra.
Valkyria.
Against Sonya Deville. Yeah, I said Lyra Valkyra and Valkyria. I mean, so many times. I was watching the Lumberjack match, and Taya's out there, and I was like, yes. I cannot remember how to spell Taya Valkyrie. I'm going to screw it up 85 times. There's too many Valkyries and Valkyrias and Valkyras. I'm lost. Then, we have got NXT on Tuesday. Lexus King versus Eddie Thorpe. Ashanti, apparently he's no longer the Adonis. He's just Ashanti Adonis. Against Oro, the Mensa. He's very wise.
Yay.
And Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen in a no DQ match. The Virgin versus the Fornicator. No DQs. Yeah.
Sean Spears, here he comes.
And then we've got Blood and Guts on Wednesday.
You know, there it is, Brian. There it is. Sean Spears comes in. He's got his goofy chair, all that stuff. They do the Pillmanizing of the leg. There he goes. He disappears. And the next thing we hear, he'll be back from Japan in the N1 tournament alongside Tavion Heights. How about that?
Very likely. Then we have got Blood and Guts on Wednesday with The Elite, The Jacksons, Jack Perry, Okada, and Hangman Page versus Swerve, Anthony Bones, Max Caster, Darby, and Mark Briscoe. In Blood and Guts, I fully expect...
Blood and Guts.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've been looking at this whole thing.
No guts?
And it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do here? I mean...
I'll tell you.
Well, may I? And then you can tell me?
Sure, I guess you're the host.
Okay. So, like, everything's all messed up anyway. I mean, what they should have done, if I were booking, based on this last month, is that the Owen Hart Cup should not have been for a championship match at Wembley. And you should have had Hangman get the pin over Swerve and do Swerve and Hangman for the title at Wembley. Instead, because they announced that the Owen was for the title, well, you know, Bryan Danielson ends up winning. He now is going to fight for a title he has publicly stated he doesn't want. And everybody wants to see Hangman. And they ain't getting it. So I guess, well, you know, I mean, I expect Bryan Danielson to win the title. So I could say, you know, Hangman could pin Swerve. And then 2 weeks after All In, you do All Out with Swerve versus Hangman for the title. But I think Bryan's winning the title. That's your big happy ending at Wembley.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I don't know.
No, it's not.
I don't know what they're going to do. Well, I guess you could do the Will Ospreay match as well.
I was going to say.
But that's two happy endings.
Throw some bail at you and get out of this thing.
But then my other thought, see, Mike,
oh, God,
I'm not done yet. You jumped on me.
All right.
My other thought is, well, Caster or Bowens has to pin Matt or Nick. So you can do that tag title match they've been teasing forever at Wembley. But now FTR's back, you know?
Yeah.
And they want the title shot at Wembley.
That's what they said.
Which begs the question, well, when are the Acclaim going to get this title shot? Because they won a title shot like 2 months ago. It's just been dropped for nothing about it. So, I don't know. And these shirts are too tight. I don't know. So now what are they going to do, Mike? You tell me. You said you were going to tell me.
Well, they could get a title match at some point during this residency that they're having in Texas there. But during this whole Blood and Guts situation, we already have a tense deal with Okada and Hangman anyway. At least there were some hints.
I got some tension, all right?
Have some... you got to get rid of that. Have something happen during that match where... That's the match for them for All In. It's Okada and Hangman for the Continental title. And then you can actually do Hangman and Swerve if you wanted to at All Out 2 weeks later. You can have your Swerve to me. Look, Danielson, if he's not going to put Swerve over big at the end of this, I don't know if I want to see Danielson as champion. I really don't. But Swerve beating Danielson can be, if that's going to be the main event, fine. But what everybody's probably going to have eyes on is MJF Ospreay 2. And that's your happy ending story there. Jamie Hayter coming out at the end of Britt Baker and Mercedes can be part of that whole making everybody happy situation there. So I don't think that, to me, Danielson, that's crazy to me. And here's the thing. Danielson, fine. Danielson wins the belt. You can still do Swerve and Hangman, you know, and so Hangman, again, he still wants his belt, but he still wants to get revenge on Swerve. So to me, the winner of Okada and Hangman for the Continental title, they get the title shot 2 weeks later at All Out, and that's how you get back to Swerve and Hangman.
We've also got Jericho versus Suzuki with the Learning Tree banned from ringside. Is that the return of Sammy? That's what I think.
Yeah.
Britt Baker, Hikaru Shida in a no cross bodies allowed match. The debut of The Glamour, Mariah May. We'll see if the fans get into her this time.
The Glamour, you called her The Glamour, Mariah May?
That's her new gimmick. The Glamour.
The Glamour.
The Glamour.
That is the, okay. It's not The Glamorous or The Glamorous one?
It's The Glamour, Mariah May.
That is to me on level with Ash by Elegance.
Okay.
The Glamour,
okay.
Mariah May.
Old Mick Sempervivi.
The Glamour, Mariah May.
Yes.
The Talker, Brian Alvarez.
Of all the things to push your buttons, The glamour Mariah May just set you off.
If she gets a friend and starts doing the cake stand as a finisher, I'm really going to be pissed.
We have MJF speaking as the new international champion. Yeah. All right, a couple of notes from the TV this weekend.
The glamour?
So we had the SmackDown, which set up a Cody match in the main event, which this is one of those things. I'll get to that later. Andrade and Carmelo Hayes was a really good match. Andrade won. It was excellent. We had Nia and Bayley doing an interview where Bayley flat out said that you changed my trajectory at SummerSlam 2017. You didn't hurt me because you were big and strong and vicious. You hurt me because you're big, clumsy, and reckless.
Damn.
I'll say. Nia was all gotten to and stormed off. We had Chelsea and Bianca, which, of course, Bianca won in a minute, set up a tag title match at some point down the road. Had the LA Knight Logan Paul contract signing, which ended up, they actually signed the contract. So that match is official for SummerSlam. Tiffany Stratton lost to Mee Chin after Bayley distracted and destroyed her briefcase. Then Tiffany got rolled up and pinned. You know, it's not explained why that's a bad thing to destroy the briefcase. Tiffany's just going to get a new one. Which, you know, listen, here's what I know.
Now your prediction can come true that you've been talking about for weeks.
I told you before Money in the Bank that Tiffany Stratton was going to win because I knew that they had made a fancy pink briefcase, which isn't going to go to whoever. It's going to go to Tiffany.
You can see Nia with it.
So Tiffany, okay, they made the briefcase for her, but then they didn't want to spoil it, so they put a white briefcase up there, which Tiffany wins. And then literally in the post-show press conference, I'm sure knowing they made a pink one for her, she says, you know, I'm going to get rid of this white one. I'm going to make a pink one that looks like a purse and it's got all this. She just describes the entire thing. And then I'm expecting it on the next show, but she comes out with a white one again. And then again. And, I mean, someone must have decided, you know what, let's do an angle where Bayley destroys it, and then we'll introduce the pink one. Even though Tiffany has already talked about what. So anyway, I'm sure next week she comes out with the fancy pink one. We had Cody and Kevin Owens versus Theory and Waller. You know, this is one of those WWE things. I guess we're just like, there's time between now and SummerSlam. How many freaking times are Theory and Waller going to, like, screw up and Theory is going to get hit by Waller? I mean, it's in every single match, and they keep coming out as a team. They did this back with Vince every now and then. It's like you knew the team was going to break up, and they like shot the breakup angle like 9 times, but they just kept coming out together until finally. And by the time they finally do the breakup back then, like you'd seen it so many times that they pull the trigger and you're like, you didn't care. So we'll see if that happens here, but they all
tag
beat up.
The division's pretty rough.
They beat up Cody. They beat up Kevin. They necked Kevin on the post. So it looks like Cody's got no friends heading into SummerSlam. And then they'll all come back. And I figure that they do Cody and Solo. You do whatever the finish is. Or you have all of the heels run in. Then the baby faces make the save. You know, so you think, okay, well, it's a fair fight now. But then Tala Tonga debuts. And so now it's uneven again. And the baby faces are getting beaten down. And then you can hit Roman's music and everybody's just out of here. Or you can just start with Jimmy. Hold off the Roman one longer. But that's where we're at.
I know it's really asking a lot to do. It's impossible, really, because you don't know what their plans are. But 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, how long before we get Cody and Randy Orton in that big tournament?
Oh, it's coming, brother. It's coming. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. People ask about the Filthy Tom show.
What about it?
Well, as you heard earlier today, sent my daughter to the wrong building for camp. So I got to pick her up this afternoon. So, if you are listening live to the Filthy Tom show this afternoon, we are going to be starting at 4:50 Eastern, 1:50 Pacific, starting 10 minutes early, so we can end 10 minutes early, so that I can get to camp to pick her up. And I'll just turn it off, brother. I'm in charge. Push that button, it's done. So that's the plan. We're going to start 10 minutes early. So, and, you know, if you're listening on any of our services, WrestlingObserver.com or Apple Music, F4WOnline.com/Apple, or even video.F4WOnline.com, watching the replay, it doesn't matter at all. But if you are watching live on video.F4WOnline.com, then you must watch 10 minutes early, or you'll miss the first 10 minutes when he does whale jokes. So, that's the plan, and then I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Hopefully not too late, because these kids got to get up so early for camp. Look at my face.
What time did you get the show done this morning?
It actually was not too bad yesterday. I told him we'd start at 11, so we actually started at 11:40, and then we were done by 12:40.
Wow.
And I was in bed by 1, and then the kids are up at 7. That was kind of rough.
Who's the old man here now?
You!
Why?
Kidding me? Anyway, we're out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.